Welcome in Terry Birchall joining us for our monthly update with the North Platte Public School Foundation. And Terry, the month of July almost over. We're going to have to start talking about getting back into school and in the classroom, whether the kids like it or not.
Yes, I know. That is so true. But we've got some exciting things coming to back to school. So
absolutely, we do.
So yeah, excited about that. Have our big event that we can talk about. But first, I brought a guest with me today.
You brought an alumnus, right?
I did. Because he gets to benefit from the grant. I'm sure you saw that in the news with the Governor's Initiative for the Youth Talent Initiative grant through the Nebraska Economic Development Department. We partnered with Great Plains Health and grant, and Ty Brockmuller gets to benefit from that. So I wanted him to share what he's going to do with this $134,000. Part of it does benefit the hospital. They're going to get some of the benefit of that, as well as area students will get to benefit from it.
Now, before we dive into it, Ty, you're a North Platte native and a graduate right of North Platte High. What year did you graduate?
2013.
13, okay. All right. Glad to have you on the program this morning, and a good morning to you and a welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us about what you plan to do with the grant money.
Okay, well, personally, I'd probably just take all of it home and go on a nice lavish vacation.
Maybe a cruise?
No. So, first of all, I want to thank Terry and the foundation, and also Vicki Carlson, just everyone with North Platte Public Schools and with Great Plains Health for getting this going, writing this grant, and ultimately us getting the grant. I think this is going to be a big step forward in our curriculum for career readiness. It's just going to give us so many different avenues to kind of more so get students interested in career fields at a younger age.
And I feel that the school system is doing a wonderful job at getting that ball rolling. I know that Dr. Hansen has been very vocal about getting kids out there in the working atmosphere, and we see a lot of them too. I always see them at the flower market. That's where I bump into them the most, it seems. So, but this is going to be just another feather in the cap and another beneficial thing to the youth.
Yes, I believe so, and I think it's beneficial is a great word, just because it's going to get students at an earlier age more insight on what kind of careers you can go into as you get older.
Absolutely. Never too early to start thinking about that, Terry.
No, it isn't. And this is bringing technology to the classroom, so they don't have to necessarily sit there and go. They'll be able to do augmented reality or virtual reality and actually put on some glasses, have a stylist, and pull that heart out and dissect it virtually. and that is a nice thing about the software. Obviously, healthcare is huge for rural Nebraska.
Absolutely.
And not just doctors and nurses, but there's so much in healthcare.
Oh, sure.
Including like IT, marketing. Really, it's its own little city, especially our hospital here. And so being able to expose kids in eighth grade when they take the Engage class, every student that comes through there will get first term might be a little touch and go because we haven't got the equipment yet.
Yeah, sounds like first term is going to be different, but second term after Christmas break, it sounds like we'll be up and running.
Be a well-oiled machine at that point.
I wouldn't go that far, but we'll
at least have the oil.
We'll have the oil, and the machine will get put together with the students and with myself, hopefully. So
it's extremely exciting, and hey, if we could attract some of these individuals to stay here in our community in the healthcare industry, we wouldn't complain about that either.
No, we would not. I think, like Terry said, especially at Great Plains Health, there are so many. There's marketing, obviously there's the healthcare side of things, but there's IT, engineering. There's just so much that goes on, especially at Great Plains Health, that would really help our community if we get some of these students that can stay in the community and as they get older and take up some of these careers.
And I think when we think of healthcare, we think of doctors, nurses, and surgeons, and that's fine and that's great, but there's a lot more to healthcare than just that. You're talking pharmaceutical, a variety of nurses, variety of doctors. I mean, we could go on and on, and like you said, Terry, it is a village in its own regard.
It is. It really is. Yeah, there's surge tech. And just to be able to expand the thought process earlier about what career you want to take is exciting. And it also, the Z Space Labs, which are going to be purchase. Well, they're purchased. They're on their way, I'm sure, to go into the classroom. There's also other modules. So, yes, we're going to focus on healthcare, but through the Perkins funds, I believe we're going to be able to get more modules that would maybe be auto mechanics or HVAC, and also bring industry experts in,
mm-hmm.
Whether that's by Zoom. I think you had an idea, or maybe it was from your wife, of maybe Zoom.
Where all good ideas
yeah.
come from.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, my wife is she works at the hospital. She's a surg tech, so she kind of floated the idea, well, what if you could have a doctor in while maybe they're doing a surgery or after a surgery or something like something of that. So, which would be super exciting, you know. Just what's exciting about it is we're getting so many different avenues and ideas and thoughts on how to get students just really interested.
Absolutely. Get the ball turning a little bit here.
Yes.
Yeah, and
I think that's
the
main goal.
His hands full, because he also gets to come up with a summer camp for at least
next
2 years.
Okay, this is news to me.
Through the grant, and hopefully we're hoping to figure out how to sustain that to
sure.
keep going. So we're working on ideas there, but that's going to be on his plate. So I think he's got a few ideas.
We'll have Ty on in the near future to discuss some of those ideas, I hope.
Oh, I hope so.
Absolutely.
I do hope so.
So, Terry, what else do we have going on with the foundation here as we look to wrap up July and get back into the school season?
Yes, well, we are gearing up for Backyard Barbecue. Mm-hmm. It's going to be August 27th, and actually
awesome.
We decided to have a back-to-school bash week starting August 23rd.
Okay.
And we're going to do change wars in the elementary schools to help each one of those buildings raise a little funds to help with whatever is on their wish list.
A little petty cash possibly for them.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We'll dine out to donate on Tuesday. We'll be back with participating restaurants around town, supporting. We're hoping to develop a principal's education or excellence fund. And what that will be, it'll kick in next year to be able to give each principal an amount of money that they can spend best use, go through their wish list. You know, last year I talked about their wish list that they developed at each building, and so we're hoping to get more of those projects funded for them. And then Friday's the big day where it's Backyard Barbecue and Education After Hours all in one day. So everything will be out on the website starting August 2nd, I'm hoping, if everything goes well this weekend. Tickets for Backyard Barbecue will be $10 and Education After Hours will be $25. So
awesome.
Yeah, we're excited about that. So right now FNBO is our main sponsor for that event. So we're glad that they stepped up to the plate once again to support that. So,
now, Terry, we do need to wrap up. Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No. Hopefully everybody's having a good summer and they're getting prepped for back to school. Get your back to school supplies.
The season's upon us.
Yes.
Terry, Ty, we appreciate you guys stopping by the studio this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick break here on Husker Radio's KODY.